Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. If you're watching out on the Zoom or on the YouTube or Facebook Live, I have the orange underneath here because I'm getting ready for my spring training trip to Sarasota. My friend Leonard Raskin is going to join us now from Raskin Global last week with some great tax advice, all sorts of tax stuff you can find out at Raskin Global. We can help you with finances, insurance, managing your money better, the American dream. We talk about it on the commercials here all the time. But I want to get back to sports with you this week because,
yes, sir.
I have had my head into this crazy documentary the last couple of weeks and sort of retooling what Baltimore Positive is. And when people like, hey, still own a radio station. I know about Baltimore Positive. I love that interview you did with this person. I hated that one you did with that person. I'm Republican. I'm a Democrat. Hey, do you hate baseball? Why do you hate the Orioles? I don't hate the Orioles. I love the Orioles. You know, so I get all of that. So I'm doing this thing. But what's really happening here this week is that I'm going down memory lane, right? I mean, I'm going back to the orange jerseys that I fell in love with back in the 70s.
There you go.
Finding these old pictures. And
yes, sir.
Real magic song in my brain. And I gathered with two of my best friends from my childhood. And the three of us haven't been in a room together maybe this century. Like, we were trying to add it up and figure maybe they were at my bachelor party in 2003, maybe. And we were best friends. We went to California together in the 80s and, you know, like, just great friends. And we gathered at Costas together. And you know what we talked about, Leonard, for an hour and a half? My wife came up. She goes, did you have a good time with John and Mark? And I'm like, I love those guys. There's nothing like old friends, right?
Right.
And we're
right.
together, there were fans coming in talking to me and whatnot. And I just wanted to focus on them because one of them is an attorney and he had to go back to work at 1:30. And it was like,
yep.
I wanted to hang out and like spend this special time with these two friends. All we talked about was baseball cards.
There you go. baseball cards. Very cool.
So, you know, it's great having friends like that. And then I got you on this week and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Sarasota for baseball, Orlando for Mickey Mouse. And Luke's going to go to the owners meetings. I'm going to stand on the outside, drink from the other water cooler the way they did in the South. And they'll let me, however they treat me. So for you, man, this sports thing and the level of expectation, I know you got a March Madness bracket because it's who you are, Leonard.
Absolutely.
Master. I know you're ready for opening day because, like, we're all ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm so ready. I'm going to Sarasota this week. Got my orange jersey. All right.
It's going to be
ready
cold.
For new ownership.
It's going to be cold for opening day. I want warm baseball.
You know,
I don't like cold baseball.
We're a week out. Things can change in the forecast. I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me just say this. You got the Caps maybe making a playoffs, right?
They're making a run.
This has felt like a different kind of spring for me, where March Madness hasn't been as normal as maybe as it was, right? Even golf screwed up for people that love golf, the live thing, like all that. There's all this. Everything's changed so much. The one thing about the Orioles, baseball's changed a bunch, but the Orioles are really good. And the
really
game's
good.
Gotten better in the recent years with time of it, when the games are going on. I'm really looking forward to going to baseball games with you and my friends this year, but I'm looking forward to the Sarasota trip all of a sudden, like going down and feeling like some
good
fresh
place to
air.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good place. Sarasota. It's beautiful. They've got a nice ballpark down there. They're getting good crowds down there. Why not? They're playing great ball. And Mr. Elias and the team there are going to have some hard decisions about who breaks camp. And isn't it wonderful that they have to think about who's coming to the big club, who's staying with the small club, who they're going to let go, because they have too many good players. When's the last time? Even last year, we didn't hear that they were having these types of decisions that are going to have to be made about who stays and who goes. It was pretty obvious that some guys were going to start in the minor league system and some guys were going to make the team. And now suddenly we've got not just minor league, but we got some really big talent that they're going to break camp with, and it's just a matter of who gets to stay and who's got to leave. It's going to be very interesting to see who they bring north. So you'll be down there figuring
Luke and
it out.
Talking about
us.
Like trades and pitching and depth and deep depth and who goes to Norfolk and do you start Holiday's clock? I mean, there's so much
right
meat on
right.
the
That's
bone
exactly
from a baseball
right.
standpoint. But not only that, if you're coming back to the game, learning more about the Yankees and the Red Sox and the opponents and seeing the Angels come in here without Ohtani to begin the season.
Right.
And,
that should be
you
a
know,
good
just
series.
in a general sense of the
And how about
heartbeat of baseball, where every night you might want to put MLB Network on after the game to get a little wrap up of what the Padres are doing and what the White Sox did. And like falling in love, not just with the Orioles, but with the fact that the
baseball?
Twins are coming to town next week.
Yeah. How about the Ohtani Dodgers are playing, I think, like a Wednesday, Thursday series or something in South Korea that's on at 5 in the morning.
Well,
Here.
You know what? Here's a connection, a little baseball connection.
It's a little bizarre.
And this really speaks to like me doing this for 40 years, but
yeah.
Janet Marie Smith's name has come up 5 times this month with anybody talking about how Camden Yards was built. She's on my Facebook, but she's a dear friend of mine. She's a Dodgers executive. Like she's a
Okay.
VP for the, has
Yep.
been for a decade, right?
Yep.
And I invited her on the show like 2 weeks ago, and she's like, and I can hear her voice from Mississippi, because I see her when she travels. So I'm going to be in South Korea, but we'll make time. So I
Right.
have her
She'll
next
be in South
Wednesday.
Korea.
I have her coming in next Wednesday, sandwiched in before opening day, to
Right.
talk about the new ownership and new day and Camden Yards and Stadia and $600 million worth of money and what you can do with that sort of thing if you're Ruben's like. But she's an executive with the Dodgers. She's a Baltimore resident. She lives right here
Okay.
in Roland Park. I mean, you see Janet Marie hanging out at the BMA. It's her. But she's in Korea literally as we speak.
Yeah.
They're putting up social media posts. And you know, like, hey, I'm going to Epcot this week by myself.
There you
By
go. There you
myself.
go.
And as Walt Disney once said, it's a small world after all, isn't it?
Do a little around the world tour in one day. His dream. You could go around the world in one day. And you still can.
And you can
Little
drink a
Epcot.
beer in every one of them, but I'll
That's
start
right.
Canada with a Moosehead. Me and Rick
There you
Moranis are
go.
going to
You
have
can.
one. Letter
Who would
for
have
you in
thunk it? Because
baseball.
they were never going to have alcohol at Disney, and then they did.
Run me through this, because I've never
Yes.
asked you this, and
Yeah.
this
Go ahead.
may speak to why you would want to read my crazy book that is being released on my father that you may not have read in
Yeah, it didn't.
2006. That you didn't hear me in 2006 when I did Free the Birds, and why I did it, and my father's love of baseball. And I found this picture of my mom and dad on the corner of Chestnut Street and Arch in
There you go.
downtown St. Louis,
St. Louis.
standing in front of the old Marriott and in front of Busch Stadium. And it's my parents come back to life like in that way. And like, I don't have a real sense of where baseball came for me, other than I was born with a wiffle ball in my hand. I
Right.
lost my finger when I was 3 and whipped off a neat curveball and never stopped me from playing ball.
Yep.
I played ball every day of my life with my friends. It's
Absolutely.
all we thought about. It's all we knew. And my last name was Aparicio, and that kind of made me special in the neighborhood. My dad took all the kids in the neighborhood to games. Give me your baseball journey and give me what makes you think of baseball? Were you there the night Devereaux went over the fence? Were you there the 21-31? Were you there in 79 when Lowenstein or when like DeCinci? Like, I have all of that with Oriole baseball. I was not at the Delmon Young game, by the way. I was in St. Louis that day seeing
I was
Prozac.
there.
But
I
I
was
was not
there.
at the Delmon Young
Crazy.
game.
It's crazy to me, you know, looking back. I think about the games I was at the stadium for. And it's just weird to think about the events that I've gotten to see. But, you know, I've told you before, we were so poor growing up, we couldn't pay attention. So it was an extra special opportunity to go to the games. But then in junior high school, a bunch of friends decided it was time to cut school to go to opening day. And we actually did that and got on the bus and took the MTA down to 33rd Street and watched our O's. And I was there for the Milwaukee series when we were
Really?
tied going into the last week. We pulled out the miracle
Well,
there
the
and then
doubleheader, and then going into the weekend, and I watched that game at Mr. Frank Bulk's house
I was
across the
there.
street with Mr. We couldn't get ticket, and
I
my
was just
dad.
crazy. Like I said, it was crazy what I could and couldn't get to. I don't know how, but I was at that game. And then 79 World's playoffs or World Series, you'll know exactly. I won't remember the game. I was there, sitting third base line about 25 rows back when Lowenstein went out on the stretcher.
Oh, that, yeah, that wasn't the World Series, but yeah,
No,
that was a,
it was that year.
yeah, oh, was that, it was 79 for
Right,
sure. Oh
that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
100%.
And he went out on the stretcher, and right before he went out, he sat up halfway and gave
John
the
Lowenstein is in the documentary.
he was something else.
He
He
is in my
and
documentary. Yes.
Renicky patrolling left field. I was there for
Renicky was
that
my
game.
favorite player. Now,
There you
I was
go.
there when Larry Legros hit Renicky in the jaw with the fastball.
I was not there for
Second
that.
game of
That
the season. It was a cold day in
he wore the
April.
different helmet.
Yeah, Rhino.
That was
Yep.
the start. That was the start of the crazy helmets, right? Nobody did that before. Then it became
It was
like
a
a thing.
football
Now,
helmet. He had a
right now,
football.
they all
Right.
wear the whole guard, and they put body armor on so they could get hit by
My
pitches and not
dad would
care.
always tell me Tony Conigliaro was never the same. And he would always tell me that Don Buford was never the same after he got hit.
After a big get hit. Well,
Yeah.
how about if you saw Mike Hargrove come up to the plate? He'd be thrown out of every game today.
Human rain delay?
The, my God, the
So,
man will be
Leonard,
thrown
it's
out of every
amazing.
game.
Of all
But
the names in the
that was
history
the
of
thing.
baseball you could bring up, Mike
Yep.
Hargrove's name is
Yep.
special to me. You know what? You want to know why he's special to
Go
me?
ahead. Go ahead.
So I think I may have written about this in my book, maybe 1979 or 80, but I brought it up with Hargrove when he was the manager. I
Yeah,
brought it up with
sure.
him.
Sure.
So and this th this is kind of a neat thing. In my whole life of going to baseball games, I've been to thousands of baseball games. I mean,
Yeah.
literally, like I have more ticket stubs. I mean, the press pass is like all just thousands of baseball games. And I've been thrown out for 18 years. So in the last 18 years, I haven't gone to a lot of baseball games, but I went to
Right.
thousands before
Sure,
then.
sure.
Have you ever caught a baseball at a baseball
I
game?
have. I
Okay,
have.
tell me about it.
Oh, dude. It's amazing, like you say, what you remember,
You only
right?
caught one in your
So,
life.
two,
Two. You got
actually,
them, you know both.
but the one was insane. Sitting down the third base line, about three, four rows back outside of third base in left field, way
Camden
before
Yards or
the
Memorial
Nets.
Stadium?
Camden Yards,
Okay.
way before the Nets. And Joey Cora playing for the Seattle Mariners, went to see Griffey play, and I'm sitting with three other people to my left. I was the closest to the plate, and he ripped a line drive foul coming at us full speed. And I played baseball as a kid, played baseball growing up like you know, every day we could play. We played neighborhood ball, rec ball, travel ball, everything. And I'm a right-handed guy, so this thing is screaming at my head. And more than that, it was screaming at the head of this woman sitting next to me, this girl sitting next to me. I mean, she was going to take it. My friend, I was there with three people. And I put up my left hand and just gripped it and caught it on a line, screaming
Hold
at me.
on. Did
Wait, wait.
Rex give you a contract?
He did not. He did not. But let me tell you something, man. My hand, I caught it. I did not let it go. My hand stung.
A month.
It hurt so bad. And when I took the ball and put it in my other hand, the stitching of the
Wow.
ball was in my hand. And the crowd was going crazy. The girl next to me was hugging me because I saved her face. And
Did the get captured on camera or no?
I don't think so.
It
I
was
don't
just
know.
a
I don't think
random
so.
foul ball, right?
My
Yeah.
hand was pulsing for days. It hurt so bad for days. And so here's the last part of the story. I was probably, let's see, I wasn't married yet. I was still single. So that's going back 30 years. So I was in my early 20s, let's say, early mid 20s when this happened. And I mean, how old's the ballpark that we've been there, right?
32 years now.
So it had to be 31. It couldn't have been much more than that. 30-ish years ago, I was in my late 20s. And this woman sitting like two rows behind me was with two little kids. Little kids, like 4 or 5 years old. She goes, "Are you going to give the ball to the children, to the kids?" And I remember saying, I don't know how old I was, but I remember saying something like, "I've been coming to games for 25 years. And this
the only
is the
baseball
first
I've ever
time.
caught, I'm keeping it. Sorry.
This is the first time I've ever caught a ball. Your kids want a ball. You can walk up there and buy them one.
Oh, man. So this will play right into my story with you.
It was
you,
the
then.
Bust out. It
this
was
is,
no
it's
way
almost
I was
like
giving that
we
thing up.
planned this. If I
I have
had
it.
some
I
in
have it
hand for
now. I
here.
have the ball in my office today.
American
What
League
a
Baseball, blue stitching,
absolutely.
right? Bobby Brown's
Absolutely.
autograph on
You
it,
better
probably.
believe it. You
Okay.
better
All
believe
right.
it.
So
I have it
I
to
want a
this
picture
day.
of the ball for
You
this
got it.
segment. So I want you to take a
Yep.
picture of it, of the
Yep.
auto, and I'm gonna make that the picture of Baltimore Province. Leonard Rask is here. So here's what I want to tell you about Mike Hargrove, since you've
Yeah.
randomly, this is when it gets to be
Yeah.
fun with baseball, because I could say Chico Simone, and in the old days, someone would call and have a Chico Simone story, right?
Sure.
So, I have caught a handful of baseballs in all of my life, but I could tell you more about the day I was at Veterans Stadium with my son reading the newspaper when the ball landed in the seat next to me, and I wasn't paying attention to the game. It was like sort of a, it wasn't a screamer. It was one that I should have had the ball. I never got the ball.
Right.
I had a game in Toronto, and I'm not making this up. Brady Anderson, this is 1990. Three or four, okay?
Okay.
So it's three or four. Maybe it's before the strike in 94, if I'm not mistaken. If I want to be honest about it, that's what I
Yeah.
think it was. Probably was. I went to Toronto, and I went with a girl that I was seeing, and I had been doing my show at Hooters back in the day, live radio, all
Yeah.
that. And this girl and I went up to Toronto, and Brady Anderson left me tickets for a couple of games, and Moose Man left me tickets, Sutcliffe, somebody like that. They might have been gone by then. Ben was a great guy.
Sure.
So the player seats at Skydome are right behind home plate, and they're 21 rows behind home plate. And Skydome was pitched a little different than like Camden Yards. It's more like the screen was a straight up. It didn't have a roller. And like when the ball came back, it had to go a little higher and be a pop. I swear on my life, it's the same as I won 31 games in a row in 1979. You can read that in my book about my pop as well. That in the first inning, Brady Anderson was a leadoff hitter for always for the Orioles,
Sure,
right?
sure.
He hit two foul balls into the same row, in
Oh.
the same at bat, in the same at
Wow.
bat that me and this girl fetched in the empty rows that
There
were
you go.
Oriole player seats that
Because nobody
nobody
was there.
claimed. They didn't have
Right.
girlfriends there. They don't know
Right.
anybody in Toronto. It's
Right.
19.
So
Who does
empty.
Chris Hoyles know in Toronto in 1990,
Right.
right?
Right.
So I'm in these seats that are just empty seats. We got two in the same at bat. And
Awesome.
we gave them the kids. It's at the
Right,
point
of
in my life
course.
where like I didn't need to bring a baseball home.
Right.
Maybe he would hand me
Get
one.
stuck at
Chito
customs.
Martinez would
Are you
hit me.
bringing anything back
So
from
I didn't need a
Canada? A
ball in
baseball.
1993. I was 25 years old. Okay, I was a
Right.
reporter, and despite what Greg Bader or Chad Steele would say, I've always been a professional. Okay,
Right.
so. But when I was a kid, went to games all the time. It's your dream to catch a foul ball as your
Absolutely.
grown assness, your 50 something
That's
year
right.
oldness still brags about the 30 years
That's
ago when you
right.
caught a ball,
Better
right?
believe it.
So here's my ball story. I went to every game with my dad. Summer 79, we went to 42 games. Okay.
Oh, there you
So
go.
I
That
was
was the year.
31 and 0 before we lost the game in 79. I'm 11, I'm 10 years old. I'm not even 11.
Right, right.
So I'm 10 years old in the summer of 79. Baseball is all that matters to me at this point in my life.
Sure.
And my dad and I would take the bus. My dad would get home from the point at 3:45. My mom would have dinner ready, 4 o'clock. We eat 4:15. We're on the bus. We're at the stadium at 5:05, waiting for Mr. Cotton in the left field bleachers to open the gates to let us in. I'm the first kid up in the gold seats in section 10 and 11, the
Collecting
aluminum
balls
seats,
from
to be
batting practice.
early batting practice.
Right,
This will
right.
tell you, and Charlie Steinberg loves when I tell these stories because Rick Vaughn wasn't there yet, but Charlie was. Charlie was an intern the summer of 79. He loves telling the story about his relationship with Eddie Murray and like all that. But during that period of time, they played music during BP, and the place is empty. You know, and
Sure.
the place about Memorial Stadium was beautiful is that when the foul balls would hit, they would ricochet, and you'd hear
Sure.
the sound come from
Ting.
back underneath.
Right. That's
You'd hear
right.
the echo of all the sounds in the empty stadium. But
Yep.
all they would play is music during BP, and it was all disco. It was
Oh,
1979. It was
sure.
Ring My Bell.
Right.
It was just all disco music, right? The
Yep.
whole disco sucks phenomenon and Wild Bill hating disco and
Absolutely.
all that. But it was all disco music is all they played. So I'm out in the outfield, and Bombo Rivera would come to town, or Willie Wilson would come to town, or whoever the left fielders were, and we would crush the left fielder. I was always there to see Sixto Lescano. Love George Brett even then. Love Fred Lynn. Always loved Jim Rice and Fred Lynn because my cousin was a Red Sox in the beginning. So I'm 10 years old, and I go to every game. And the Orioles would take BP after the visiting team, and Lou Piniella would be out in left field, or you know, whoever the left fielders were. I can tell you who they all were in 1979 because I'm that guy 40 years later, right? Did I say 30 years later? Dude, it's been amazing. 40
the late
5 years
20th
later.
Century. The late 20th century.
Okay. So it's 45 years ago, and I'm about to tell you this story. So every day, Pat Kelly would play catch out there, right?
Yep.
Gary Renicke and John Lowenstein. Lowenstein was rarely left. He played more right. But Renicke was always out there. Elrod Hendricks was always out there. I think he was the bullpen.
Sure.
He was on the 79 team, but he was a bullpen coach in 83. But Elrod was hanging around, always there with the knee pads, and Dave Skaggs and Rick Dempsey. I tell you, every player, right? Like,
I'm
out there in left field, and they walked to the bullpen, right? So Pat Kelly threw a ball to me once because he recognized me later in the year.
Yep.
And the kid next to me got it. Bigger kid got it, right? So I never got the ball.
Yeah.
Mike Hargrove threw me a baseball in left field when I was a boy in 1979, June of 79. I have ticket stuff.
Yep.
And I never have forgotten it. It's been 45 years.
Right.
And you said Mike Hargrove. I didn't know where this conversation – I thought we were going to talk about the Caps. I had March Madness. I had finances and taxes. But the God's honest truth is I love baseball that much.
Absolutely.
You know, that I have a thousand stories like that. But Mike Hargrove was the only player when I was a boy to give me a ball. Now, my dad caught a ball. My dad caught a ball during BP, 1979. He caught a ball in September. The Yankees came to town in 79, and the general admission, because it was a pennant race, the Yankees and the Red Sox, and I have the ticket stubs, were reserve seats. So it wasn't general section 11, 12, 13, 14. So out in the right field bleachers, 29, 30, 31, 32, all reserve seats. You had to buy them ahead of time.
Yep.
Charlie Ekman was on the radio, you know, John Miller, we got to buy tickets. It wasn't John, you know, it was still Chuck Thompson.
Yeah.
My dad caught a foul ball from Lou Piniella. Home run ball. Home run ball, Lou Piniella.
Right.
My dad, we had gloves. My dad always took a glove. I was Little League. I took my glove to every game. My Tom Seaver glove, every game. So, man, that's baseball, dude. I love baseball.
I did take my glove. You know, it's funny because I took my glove to a lot of games. I had those seats down the third base line when the stadium opened. Those were my tickets. And for whatever reason, that game, I did not take a glove.
Hargrove threw that ball up to me, and I'm leaning over the 309 left field.
Yeah.
The big, tall wall, really tall, 60-foot wall.
Yep.
Maybe a 20-foot wall. Threw the ball, and I caught it, and there was nobody else around, so I didn't have to fight with anybody for it.
Right.
It was late, BP. Kids were going back to their seats and stuff. Just the Indians. Nobody was there. It was the Indians.
Right,
it
of
wasn't,
course.
When the Yankees were in town, it was, you know, Red Sox.
Crowded.
It was crowded.
Right.
And you know who does that now? Every game catches BP balls. Ed Lauer, my musician buddy, goes out and he's there the minute the gates open.
He's an addict.
He's got a bucket full of balls.
Yeah.
I think he plays ball with his dog with him with noodles. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Globe. Tell me what you do. You manage American Dream. So I would say this to you. When you were a kid and you were poor, you dreamed of being able to sit in the box seats, right? And I told a story about my mom taking me out of the box seats one time.
It was such a big deal. Again, my American dream was being able to afford an Oriole ticket, you know? And when Camden Yards opened, I had tickets down the third baseline. And you talk about games. I was at the opening day, Rick Sutcliffe. I was at
was that a huge part of your what did you do that was stupid with the first money you got? Now, listen, I want to be responsible,
dude.
Like all that. But
I bought
a big screen TV when I had some money.
The
you know
first
what I
thing I did when I got my first real career paycheck, before I had enough to do anything, I bought cap season tickets.
That was
right away. That was first. There was no Ravens. So I bought Capital
Hey,
season
you know
tickets
what, dude?
first,
That tells me a lot about you.
1987.
You and I would have had a lot. We would have been really good friends back in the day.
And then,
Like, I loved going to Caps games back then,
Oriole
dude.
tickets were second. Oriole tickets were second. That was the order.
Every Caps game was a lot of fun, right?
Oh, I went to every game. I
When
went to
you're hooting
40
Larry
games a year.
Murphy and Rod
I went to
Langway,
40
right?
games a year, man. I went to them all. And
Appointment.
I watched the Red Wings skate the cup at the Cap Center, you know, at MCI, whatever the hell it was called at that point. But that was tragic watching the Red Wings sweep the Caps in their first ever Stanley Cup final appearance.
I
So
was
I
there
got to
that
see
night.
it. Yeah,
I
it
got
was
my pictures
dreadful.
that night. Yep.
It was dreadful. I was in the stands, and I had a friend, colleague who was a big Detroit Red Wing fan, and I had to wear a Red Wing hat to
Well,
work the
dude, there
next
were
day.
12,000, 14,000 Red Wing fans there that night.
Of
Let's be
course.
honest. There really were.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I had to wear a Red Wings hat to work. That was the bet.
Oh,
Winner,
that's a bad bet for them.
loser has to wear the team hat. It was
Man,
only
that
for
doesn't feel like long ago to
New
me. It was
York.
28 years ago, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Doesn't feel long ago that the Caps won the cup, and that's six back, right?
I'm going through those pictures too. They're going to
I
be in the
mean, my
documentary
goodness.
as well, for
So
sure.
yeah. First thing I did was buy Caps tickets. You gotta live the dream. You gotta enjoy. You know, my book just came out. We talked about it, Fiduci Who, about being a fiduciary and handling money. And if you look at the cover of the book, the word that is highlighted in the subtitle of the book is enjoy. We teach people how to protect, grow, enjoy, and transfer wealth. If you don't enjoy it, what's the point? You know, too many people die too young, die old and miserable. They have money, they don't have money, but they don't enjoy. And we're talking about joy, man. We're talking about catching a foul ball. We're talking about going to the hockey games, taking my son, going out on a day. I mean, he said to me already, you know, this year, he because this summer we're going to be home. And he's getting ready for grad school. And he said, I hope we're going to go to some games. We'll go to some games this summer. He's ready to
I'm
go.
looking
Now,
forward to that, man. I'll meet you. So I'm doing the show at
we're
Haley's on
got to
Friday
do
from
it.
2 until 5. Pick some Fridays. Come down and do the show with me. I'm doing live 2 to
Absolutely.
5. Luke's going to sit in
Absolutely.
2 to 3 from 2,
Well,
you know.
this week, 2 to 5, I am a NCAA
Yeah, I know you
teacher.
are. I know you are.
I'm
I know you are.
watching that tournament. That's my Thursday, Friday schedule. You know, this is vasectomy season, speaking of.
You better
Another
think
story.
ahead.
Not me, baby. Not me, but another
I
story
did
for
mine
another
on
day.
Kentucky Derby Oaks Day. True story. True story. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global, and getting ready for opening day and having fun. Listen, I can go at it all day with you with the
That's
baseball
right.
thing,
That's
but
right.
between collecting baseball cards and
Yep.
having, you know, my jersey that I bought on eBay that fits me, that's an app, like literally was pre-made years ago. It's
It's awesome.
polyester. It's not even comfortable.
Right.
I'm gonna
Right.
love sweltering in it in the heat. But
Amen.
I'm
We'll
taking
be
this
out
down
there.
to
We
Sarasota.
will be out there doing it.
I got to get the proper 11 put on the front, but I sort of like it plain.
It's
Honestly,
great.
it's
No, it's
sort
great.
of, I
That's the
sort of
jersey.
like it.
That's the
Look,
way it
looks like an
is.
Oriole giveaway. We're going to be at Sarasota. I am.
It'd be
I
great.
would ask you, and this is going to be your homework, okay?
Okay, you
When
got it.
the NFL owner, the billionaire owner of the football team, runs from the media in Orlando, and I'm there to see him run, not just for me, but for my reporter as well, and provide no access. We're going to go back to what the responsibilities of ownership are. Last week, we talked about expectations for Rubenstein and the group and where we are and all that, and how things might be different. But
Here's open.
what do we expect? I mean, because here's what I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to drop the mic on this, all right, Leonard?
Okay, you got it.
And I did this with Luke, and this is me being a real prick, okay? So, you
Do
know, you'll still want to be associated with me with 30 seconds, but this is me being a prick, okay?
Yeah.
Because of how I've been treated and having to chronicle my own justification for the career I've had for 4 decades. But we had a really good baseball team last year, right? Like, really
You
good.
did.
And
We
John
did.
had some champagne, right? It was a nice
Absolutely.
time and all that. And he got $600 million handed to them, that he got
Yeah.
$1.8 billion on the transaction
Good
and all that.
get. It's a good get.
We had a really good football team last year, right? Like 13
Yeah.
to 3, AFC championship, unprecedented. Home and AFC
Yes,
didn't win a
indeed.
Super Bowl. If they had won the World Series and if they had won the Super Bowl, would the owners have had a press conference and maybe answered some questions? I bet they would have. Yeah, sure they would have, right?
Yeah, well, they're on
Yeah.
top of the world.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot to me. I learn a lot more when people lose than when they win. Everybody's
of
a good winner.
course.
Everybody
of course.
everybody can get on the cameras of their $3 billion
That's right.
television network and take
That's
the
right.
champagne shower in the wild card round, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yep.
It wasn't even a wild card round, for crying out loud. It was August
Clinch.
Or September.
Clinch.
Clinch.
Division. Clinch
Right?
the division.
Literally. And that's nice and all that, but like, you know, the real responsibility of what Rubenstein's taken on and what Bisciotti said he was going to do before Ray Rice punched his wife in an elevator, like literally, and how things change. And oh, by the way, you buy an asset for $575 million and you wake up and it's worth $5 billion, and you really haven't done much other than just got on the boat and rode the wave. Like literally. I mean,
it's good. It's good.
Yeah. It's, I mean, literally, right? Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Get it. I'm with you.
Get it. All right. Letter Raskin. Raskin Global. Find him out on the interwebs. Find me out at Baltimore Positive. Find me and Luke in Sarasota sunning ourselves under a palm tree.
Done.
Working
Enjoy.
Hard, or at least trying to work hard. We are BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.